It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 385. I'm one of the hosts.
You said that confidently. Did you look it up?
Josh.
Yes. You've been posting a lot of them, so are you sure it's 385?
I'm positive. Please double check me. Cheesy, what's up, dude?
What's going on, cheese curds? I got some bones to pick with you bozos.
Okay.
I was gone 1 week. You're getting everything wrong.
I don't think everything was wrong. Some stuff probably was.
Just some.
Well, were you listening between all the communication errors that you get in Splatoon 3?
I was, yeah. Oh.
Shots fired. Crawler, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you right there. It says it right there.
It does. It does. And it's not backwards. Johnny, what's up, baby?
What's up? I was going to be nice to Cheesy and say, like, go listen to the All In podcast that he was on for the Splatoon review. But now, don't do that.
Well, don't.
I'm kidding.
I mean, you already mentioned it, so I feel like, you know, that was very nice of you. Very nice.
Plug it. Plug it. What is it?
The All In podcast. There was a segment on Splatoon 3, and I was on it. And so got to talk with Seth and Eric, and they have a really great show, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Love it. Love it. A big time new follower last night.
You had a special call out this morning on Twitter.
Yeah. Per Schneider follows me now from IGN. And Josh, I think you probably had something to do with that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I just put out a tweet that was like, hey, I just need 6 new followers to reach 700. And I actually got like a lot of people that came through for that. And I guess it's just the power of social media. You know, you never know until you ask.
We're going to get Per on the show very soon. I've talked to him in the past and he was like, yeah, let's do it. And then just, you know, busy.
He's a busy guy.
So
yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. So that would be a lot of fun, especially just to take a trip down memory lane with him and learn about the origins of
he knows so
IGN
much.
And oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, well, before we get too far into this, guys, we do have a Patreon. If you want an ad free show, because I know there's ads on all of the podcast players now, head on over to patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast.
You know what's weird about the ads? Yeah. Because I was listening. Yeah. They have like movie ads and they're like audio. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like takes you out of the
In a world.
There's explosions. So.
Yeah, and I don't get to choose, like I just pick where they go. So I'm going to try like during the show, I'm going to be like, and a break from our sponsors so that like, we no longer going to just get cut off mid sentence. So, but yeah, if you guys want them ad free, head on over to the Patreon. They will be uploaded there as well as our bonus episodes, the NPC Wire, where it is not, do not listen with your children in the room. I'll just throw that out there. I'm just throwing that out there. So, the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out. We would love to get games with you, play with you. And Cheesy, where can people connect with you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64. I had to think about how to spell for a second. Talking a lot of Splatoon. So, you know.
It's fantastic.
Into that.
We've been having fun. We've been trying to get games together. I've played some with Crawler and some with Cheesy and a little bit with Johnny. So, you know, I know it's Johnny's busy season right now. So,
yeah.
Crawler, where can people connect with
coming
you?
To an end here pretty soon, right, Johnny?
I hope.
you guys can follow me. I joked last week that I'm not on Twitch, but I streamed on Twitch last week. You can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. I need to put a TikTok together for, I took pictures while I was redoing my room a little bit. You can see if you're watching the video, I got better than a green screen up now. I got some shelves and my knickknacks and all the fun stuff.
Next is the purple light, and you're gonna complete the.
Hey, you gotta have the purple light.
I'll send you the link for the. Hold on,
I can probably. I got smart light bulbs, so maybe I'll change. I can change the overhead a little bit. We'll see. I'll work on it.
There we go. Perfect. Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. I think I'm gonna stream on YouTube when I come back. Twitch, maybe, but
there you go. And TikTok is just completely messed up right now. You can't even go live. There's a notification
views on a video
that's like I'm like, well, you can go live from your phone, you just can't go live from
I think you couldn't go live on Twitch either for a while.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So, you know, guys, I'm N64 Josh everywhere, and also hitting the YouTube videos and shorts and everything quite hard. So make sure you're subbed over there. Cheesy has a bone to pick. Go ahead.
Got several bones to pick.
Okay. We weren't wrong at all last. I don't even remember what we talked about, but we talked
about the
wrong
movie. But I'm sure we messed up stuff about Splatoon.
One. No, it was mainly about the movies. One. Wreck-It Ralph is not Pixar. Is Disney animation.
I almost said it, but I was like, nobody's gonna care. And then you cared.
Pixar is owned by Disney. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's close.
It's computer animated. Yeah, movie. It's all the same.
Just because you're bad guy doesn't mean you're bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, next bone.
Next bone. The Super Mario movie. Oh, first. Johnny. Quit trying to take credit for my tweets.
What tweet was it?
I said that Mario is going to have a big year next year because of the Super Mario movie and Super Mario World. And I think that there will be a new game coming out next year.
I feel like I credited you.
I credited you.
Crawler did. Johnny said that. I took credit for it.
I tried to take credit for it, so.
Yeah. Well, don't do it again. And then and then this one is like, it's so interesting to me that we are just now getting information on the Super Mario World or Super Mario movie, because they just updated their Twitter like a couple days ago, and there's like thousands of followers on it already, and there's nothing there. But we have known about this Mario movie since like 2017. We've just recently heard about the cast reveal last year, but it's been a project for so long, and I don't know why it has taken so long. And now we're going to see a trailer on October 6th. But yeah, I don't know. It's just
a trailer coming out next weekend,
October 6th at New York Comic Con.
That's why we talked about it.
Jesus, we are old.
I just knew it was in the Twitter sphere last week. I didn't know there was a trailer. I'm just along. I show up and I just talk. That's all I do.
How much do you guys want to bet that the teaser trailer is not even going to show?
It's going to be 30 seconds long. Yeah.
Well, I saw something last week. I didn't click on it, but it was like audio of Chris Pratt as Mario. Did you guys see that on Twitter? I retweeted it because it was like,
yo, bring me my gabagool. All right.
So it was like a meme. It was a meme.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't click on it because I was at work and I was like, I don't have time for this right now. But
if they, you know, have you seen the Deadpool? Like,
oh yeah,
that was amazing yesterday.
Glorious. If they do something like that, like that would be really cool. Like they just have a minute video of like, I don't know, Luigi vacuuming in the background or something.
Yeah. Sorry guys, did you guys hear Alexa just now?
A little bit, yeah. I was like, yeah. Is somebody listening to like the weather channel about Ivan or something?
No, she just started up. Like I didn't even say her name. Everybody that's listening to this on one of those right now is just like, no, you triggered it. And there's a lot, actually. I checked the stats recently. I was like, whoa, a lot of you guys are listening on ALX Well, I'm not going to
wonder where. You can listen to Alexa anywhere.
Yeah.
In the shower. I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
I'm sure there are other things, but I forgot.
You forgot. Well,
you didn't have any issues with our. Well, I don't even know what we talked about with Splatoon, but like we talked about Splatoon.
Splatfest.
Oh, I did have one issue. Yeah. So you guys were talking about the catalogs and how somebody is already onto a second catalog, and it's
the internet. The internet wouldn't lie to us.
Right. It's not as cool as what they are trying to make it sound like. They're just trying to get some clout. Because I'm also on the second catalog, and it's
touch
just,
grass.
I touch grass a lot, but sometimes I get itchy. Okay, so I can't touch it for very long.
So what is it like? What is the second catalog?
So it's every 10 levels that you level up in the catalog, you get a mystery box.
Oh,
yeah. And it's mainly just like food tickets or coins, or I think you get some titles, but that's it.
Say my last mystery box was a lot of chunks. It was like 10 of each chunk.
Oh, come on. Why is everybody getting those? I'm not getting those.
I saw somebody got
that
from
their pictures from the gacha.
I saw somebody got that from the gacha machine. Yeah, that was crazy. And all right. So PSA out there for everybody. I didn't read or wasn't aware. The conch shells that you get apparently are only during Splatfest. Spend them in the gacha machine because they took mine. I have like 17. I didn't spend them, and now they're gone.
They converted to coins, didn't they?
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought you got.
I
coins.
Didn't. I don't read. I don't listen to. I clicked through that thing so quickly, and then when I'm like Josh, but
bring me into this.
when I got through the Splatfest results, is like. Returned conch shells and gotten sea snails, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Conch shells went away. That was a lot of rolls I could have done in the gacha machine.
Speaking of not reading things, Cheesy, the Splatoon expert, didn't realize what the drinks do.
It's true. And
that is the whole point of the drinks. You're supposed to use them to try to get that specific ability. And they don't work anyway. Like it's useless. I feel like I've gotten the ability once out of like 25 tries. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know how it's supposed to work.
Statistics, you know.
I'm trying to get chunks. It's so hard to get perfect gear. It takes for freaking ever.
Do you hear how much he's complaining? He just needs to get good. That's what it is.
All I hear is the guy that says, I want something to grind, saying it's going to take too long. I don't know.
Hold on. I have one more fact that lets everybody know that I'm good and I'm better than Cheesy. I'm 2-0 in the Splatfest, and Cheesy is 0-2.
It's true. I don't have anything to say. I think the themes right now are... dumb. They need to be better because it's like, which one do you use, rock, paper, or scissors? It's like, I don't know, whatever.
That was that one was just a popularity contest.
Yeah. So, and then what?
Who was gear? Shiver, right?
Shiver was Shiver's 2-0.
She's 2-0. Poor big man. Big man came close
didn't
this
get
last
the
time.
Votes this time.
Well, he got second place.
He did. Grub got zilch.
Yeah.
That was.
I thought I was completely contributing to gear gonna lose. I mean, because I was not doing great in this in this Splatfest. I got 24 snails or whatever. Cheesy, did you play? How high in royalty did you get? Plus what?
5. So I was,
and how did you get? Do you get bonus? Do you get bonus sea snails for that?
You get like these special festive shells, and I forget what they do. I think that they are able to trigger 100 time battle or tricolor faster, which tricolor battles they need to fix. There's a whole mode that's set up for them, and
yeah, that didn't trigger. Like I could not find enough players one time, and then the couple times that it did trigger it did matchmake, it didn't trigger a tricolor in the tricolor battle playlist or whatever. Yeah, and it's buried at the bottom. It's buried at the bottom, so I don't even think people knew about it.
Festive shells are an item in Splatoon 3 that increase the odds of getting into 100 times or 3 three times battle during a Splatfest.
You know what I saw on Twitter? It was pretty funny. It was like, who lost Grub? Grub ruler plus 69. And it was like, imagine being this person, spending all this time just to lose.
Especially because they probably have everything in the catalog right now. So yeah. It's like, yeah. There's nothing else to grind for.
If you played that much, you got a lot of money to go buy everything. And you've leveled up a lot.
Yeah. Who's buying gear through the app? You guys logging into the app every day?
Not every day.
I glance at it. It's expensive. I don't usually have the money to go.
I got aviators, and those are cool.
I got the aviators. Yeah.
But the perks suck on it now, so it's like.
But you can repick it. Like you can change.
Oh yeah,
the
main... you can trade it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's so freaking expensive, though.
Mm-hmm. I have not gone back. I know, Cheesy, I think you're singing the praises from what I've seen on Twitter for tabletop battle. I haven't gone back. I haven't really gone back since my deck has expanded a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I've you find a decent amount of decks playing the main campaign, mm-hmm. and then there's occasional decks that you get in the catalog. So I haven't gone back to try to build a deck yet, but I am curious to sit down and maybe spend some time. But you think that's kind of the hidden gem in this game right now?
Right now I do, especially with lore. There's actually some lore that's in the tabletop game because you will play a character from the world of Splatoon and they'll kind of talk about the game. And I just got to a section and I'm not that far, but there's a section of it that it's not like in your face, like, haha, this is obviously happening. But if you start to like pick apart what's going on, there's more to the game than just what it is. Yeah.
Quick
question. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but I made a TikTok. If you're interested and you don't care about spoilers, I just made a TikTok about that mode. Yeah.
Quick question. So I just ordered my punk white boots because I loved those from the last game, mm-hmm. but they don't have the run speed right now. So am I correct in my assumption that it says potential abilities for Rockenberg is that if they show back up, if they show up in his store mm-hmm. or their store, whatever, then I can transfer that, like,
you can go buy it, and if it has a different main ability that you want, you can choose to swap it out. But you can only have one of the items.
That's what that means. Rockenberg is the character in the...
No, Rockenberg
is the brand. It's the brand.
Oh.
Certain brands have different...
But if it shows up in the store, you can go buy it. If it shows up in Splatnet again, you can order it if it's a different main ability. And either time, you have to pay for it. But you can swap out that main ability.
Why is it telling me this? What, this is what I don't understand. Why is it telling me that potential abilities for, like, is it telling me that its main ability can be run speed also?
No, it's saying you're more likely to get that ability for that brand. So, like, when you level up...
So if you're looking to get a bunch of stuff to scrub...
So Rockenberg is more run speed. That's what this. Yeah, that's what this so means.
Okay. You want to tie. You want to tie that in with run speed snacks or whatever, food tickets or whatever,
or not, because it doesn't matter.
and then that increases. Johnny, you're a mathematician with numbers. Like,
I don't know. They don't give you odds.
Never tell me the odds.
I do have a. A pretty good gear right now. It has swim speed, like normal, like the main ability swim speed. Then it has two other swim speeds and it has a run speed. So I'm trying to get chunks of swim speed so I could have perfect gear. So I got a perfect all swim speed. I need 27 chunks because the more of one ability that you have on each gear piece, the more expensive it is. To add.
It's crazy expensive. Yep.
Yeah. So I want that, you know, you could get 10 of all of the ability chunks. Like that's the jackpot, I guess. Right. In the gacha machine. And I guess you get in mystery boxes, which I didn't know.
I got them. Yeah.
But yeah, I was confused on why some of them were like, oh, you only need 10 chunks to put this ability on, but you need 20 to do this one and 30 to do this one. And to change the main ability, it's like 45. So it's just like,
it's a racket. Goodness. Merch is just trying to shake you down, man.
So much.
Wait. So you can change the main ability.
Yes.
Yeah. You just go talk to Merch.
With chunks.
That's new, right? Because I don't remember you could do that in the last game.
Yeah. It's a new skill.
You can't reroll the main ability though.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
That was re-rolling.
This is cool. I mean, because there's certain gear that I love the way it looks, but I hate the ability. And I'm like, ugh.
Like, I wish they did something like, I think Monster Hunter actually just released an update today or recently where you could put like a skin on your weapons to make it look like any of the other weapons.
Right.
So yeah. I wish they could do that.
They've had transmog for a while, I think. At least on armor. I don't know if the weapon thing is new. Yeah. Like have a cosmetic gear set and have an ability gear set. That would be cool. Yeah.
You'd have no reason to grind.
Your ability gear set is what you grind for, but you have in a separate menu you have your
go play Apex your aesthetic legends. You fake fan. It's on Switch. Leave me alone.
But Johnny, you were saying that certain brands are... Like, I saw your tweet about it, but I guess I don't know. There's certain brands that give you special abilities? Or
so I'm looking at the app right now.
Okay.
And I think this is what Josh is looking at as well.
Yeah.
These, like... I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah.
These sneakers, that ability right there. So it says potential abilities for Imperi, which is the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
I think that's always been in the lore. I think for two at least.
Yeah.
I think brands had more likeness to have certain abilities.
I believe that was the case. I was just confused on if like I didn't. I'm like when I was just reading in the app because there's not. It's I just wasn't. I wasn't quite sure. I'm like, is there? Because I see in the store. It's like, I'm also a little bit confused on like the star power, and then like what is the 10,000? Is that a reroll?
No, the 10,000 is a upgrade. So 10,000. If you're in the store and you want to pay ten, say you have a one star to a two star, and then you'll get another ability slot.
Once you're at three slots, then it's maxed out.
And I don't know. Yeah, once you're at three slots, you can still upgrade the star power. I just don't know. I don't know what that means.
Okay, maybe now I'm more confused because I just use snails to add slots. I'm like, this is easy.
Well, that's the same thing.
Now that we have snails, we didn't have snails for the first couple weeks. So you could
do it one of two ways. With merch, you could do it with snails and you could add a star power, which adds a gear slot. Or if it's in the store and you already own it, you could pay to upgrade the star. It's like 10,000 for the first star.
20 30, and then 30,
30,000.
30 and then 50, maybe?
Then 50. Yeah. 50 is, I know 50
it's,
is.
It's crazy expensive.
Yeah. And it's like, this is complicated. I was looking into this because like I'm trying to get perfect gear. There is a lot like going on. So you could scrub your gear for cash, for coins. And I didn't realize this. It's not based on slots. It's a flat fee of 20,000 coins.
You want to have it full when you scrub it.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have all three.
But and that's why Splatfest tees are awesome. The 2K.
Like 2K.
Yes. Yeah, so during Splatfest is when you want to be grinding and scrubbing, grinding and scrubbing.
And you want to do that to get the conch shell too.
Oh, is that when you earn a conch shell? Is when you every time you fill up your
every
shirt?
Time? No, every time you go up a catalog level, you get a conch shell.
Oh, I threw like 17 conch shells away. Maybe
then
I got money.
Then you get a gotcha spin every time.
Yeah, maybe I got money out of it. Hopefully I got money out of it. I don't know.
I think you were supposed to get 2,000 coins per conch. I think.
Well, that's a ripoff.
I know. That's why you're supposed to use them.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Now I know.
There's a lot. Like, there's a lot.
Learn from our mistakes, people.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the game. Like, that's I really enjoy the game. I do really enjoy the game. There's definitely things that they need to improve. Like, the communication errors are just awful.
So the Japan account tweeted out last night or early today, on the 30th, which is tomorrow. No, Friday. They're doing another maintenance update. So we'll see what that is.
And Cheesy's like cheating the system. He's like, I finally got my 5-win series in Anarchy series. And then he shows the stats. There's 2 losses in there.
I was about to call him out on that. And then I looked closer and they were DCs.
Yeah.
I know.
There were no contests.
He's colluding with his teammates. He's like, I got to get these 5 wins. So leave when it looks like we're going to lose.
And it was in Clan Blitz too. Like, the worst.
That's the best thing about this game. I never have to play Clan Blitz. I could rank up and never play Clan Blitz.
Oh, if it's Clan Blitz, I just go play Table Turf.
I'm A-minus now, so I'm not terrible.
There you go. Yeah,
that's one way to look at it.
I think pro tip for Splatfest, it used to be ink your base because that's where a lot of your like in stats are going to be, is if you ink the base. With this game, you just rush to the middle and try to win.
Try to hold them back, try to win
the middle.
I would do that, and then if I would die, I would ink a little bit of the base and then go right to the middle again.
Yeah.
When we've been playing together, I've kind of just told you guys, I play with Aerosprayer, and I just tell you guys, you three go hold it, and I'll take care of the base.
Yeah.
And that usually has worked out pretty well for us.
Yeah. It's a fun game. I've been playing a ton with my friends just online. We'll get on like Discord and just voice chat, and we do really well. But like, for a game that should require a voice chat and doesn't, online can be really difficult.
Who do you do better with, your friends or with us that aren't your friends?
I mean, I've only played with you guys like 5 times. So
you did not answer the question.
I don't have an answer, man.
Are you playing Anarchy or are you playing?
You can only play, yeah, Anarchy, but you can only play Open. You can't play Series.
But you're playing Open? Like, you're not doing Turf War?
Yeah, we're just doing Open.
So you can join with 3 other players in Anarchy?
Okay. You can do 4 players if it's Open. That's your friend section, and then Series is just you, which is confusing for Splatfest because pro you think would be like
it's solo
you would think that would be with your friends, you're going pro, but open is the one with your friends. So if you're playing by yourself, don't jump into open, go to pro, because you'll get slaughtered. Yeah.
Okay. I was doing a lot better in pro when I'm
went same with Anarchy. Weekend. Don't go to open in Anarchy if you're soloing, because it's just
you just get run over.
And you don't get any points.
Do the series. I had one, I think, where I only won 1 or 2 matches and then lost 3, and I still made more points up than I had to put in for it. So I don't know if that's always going to be the case. I was in B+ or something like that when I was doing that.
The rank up series, I was sweating. Man, that is rough.
And it gets tougher. Like, I'm in S right now, and it takes 150 points to enter into a series. And you basically have to win like 3 times just to break even.
Just to get your money back.
Yeah.
Do we know the requirements for Anarchy X or whatever they're calling it? X Battles? Like, are we going to have to be S+50 to get in?
To get to X. Yeah, so you have, there's S+50, and then it will go to X rank.
I don't know. I was getting smoked in the turf war, so I don't know if I want to do that.
Just keep practicing. Keep practicing. Well, before we get over into talking about the new Pokemon, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors.